So, yes, we begin in Pakistan, where the political turmoil surrounding ousted leader Imran Khan has taken another turn. The former prime minister addressed the nation, saying police have surrounded his house in Lahore. The 70-year-old veteran politician said that police were preparing to detain him again. Khan was arrested last week in connection with a corruption case. On Thursday, Pakistan's Supreme Court ruled that arrest was illegal. Earlier, I spoke to Imran Khan and began by asking him why he believes he is the target.
What is happening right now clearly is that neither the military establishment, which means one man, nor these 12 parties, they're too scared for elections because they're scared I will win. So because of that, they're doing everything to make sure that I get out of the race. I've had two assassination attempts on me. One was where I was hit, one where I was lucky to be alive because I got saved, thank God. So this is the issue. 150 cases on me. Someone who has not had one criminal case in the last few months has 150 cases, including 15 criminal cases in a day, 40 terrorist cases. So, I mean, this is all to get me out of the race.
But do you not feel that by calling your supporters out to protest, you are effectively inciting violence?
Look, Nick, I mean, which democracy does not allow people to protest peacefully when they think they've been wronged? Name me a democracy. When I'm picked up unlawfully, I was on bail, they could not pick me up. They grabbed me, not just grabbed me, but they beat up people. People got injured. They took me like an ordinary terrorist. What did you think? Would there not be a reaction? Would there not be peaceful protest on that? There were always going to be protest. But what I'm saying is that the arson was not us. And I can again say that whenever there's independent investigation, it will be proved that it wasn't us.
All right, here's Osama bin Javed now from Islamabad with the latest developments.
Another day of high political drama in Pakistan, where the leader of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, Imran Khan, the former prime minister, has tweeted out that his arrest is imminent and police are surrounding his house. This comes after the police gave him a 24-hour deadline to hand over what the government of the Punjab province says are terrorists hiding inside the Zaman Park residence of Imran Khan. In his speech, which was not broadcast by any of the national networks here in Pakistan, unlike all of his speeches before, he appealed to the police, saying that if you have an arrest warrant, come and find those terrorists and you should arrest them. It is worth noting that Imran Khan has distanced himself from all of the violence which took place in the name of his arrest on May the 9th, saying that this was a planned conspiracy to bring his politics to an end in Pakistan, and through which thousands of political workers from Imran Khan's party and his top-tier leadership have been arrested. It is also worth noting that in the last 24 hours, there are many members of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf who've come out in public saying that they do not want to be associated with Imran Khan's party anymore because they do not condone the violence which was perpetrated, according to them, in the name of the Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf. So it has been another extension for Imran Khan from the courts, who have extended Imran Khan's appearance before the court from May the 17th to May the 31st, where he does not need to appear in the courts for any cases which have been registered against him in the last few weeks. He has also been summoned by the National Accountability Bureau in the same case which he was charged earlier, that he needs to come and face questions about why was there corruption in this Al-Qadir Trust case. So a lot of cases that are being faced by Imran Khan, a lot of people who are leaving his party, but he does enjoy a sizable support in the Pakistani population. And as the government says that they are no longer going to be allowing anyone to take the law in their hands and carry out attacks as we saw on May the 9th, there are rights groups which are concerned that the government and the top brass of the military leadership is talking about holding military trials instead of trying these people who were accused of vandalism in civilian courts.
Well, let's bring in Haider Zaman Qureshi, who is a member of the central executive of the Pakistan People's Party, joins us now from Lahore. Mr. Qureshi, welcome to the program. First up, why is Imran Khan's home surrounded?
Well, thank you, Nick, for having me on the show. I've heard the sound bites and the interview and what Osama has just said. Basically, it is not surrounding his residence in Lahore. The intelligence agencies and the joint investigation teams, which were constituted post the May 9th violence and perpetrated pre-planned, pre-coordinated attack on army and public installations, war memorials, and national monuments in Lahore, Islamabad, Peshawar.
How do you know that? Can I just jump in there? How do you know that they were pre-planned and pre-coordinated?
Because all the senior PTI leaders, in their interviews, in their party meetings, while they made a committee that in case Imran Khan is arrested, this is how we will fight back. Imran Khan is our red line. We will, Fawad Chaudhry, the spokesperson, he said then nobody is going to control these people and there will be violence that Pakistan and nation would have never seen of scale and magnitude. Sheikh Rashid and other leaders of the PTI also spit out venom and, you know, warned. And in addition to that, when the police came to serve warrants a few weeks back in Lahore, you have all the footage, the international media also covered, army, the rangers, the paramilitary forces, police, who were unarmed, were thrown petrol bombs, government vehicles, ranger vehicles, were, you know, the Bowsers, the firefighting equipment, they were attacked, police was beaten up, stones were pelted, and
now,
armed attack.
Imran Khan has been accused.
So, you know, there's a background to that.
All right, there's
Imran
a background.
Khan,
you say there's a background, but
he's,
Imran Khan has been
people.
Accused of sheltering supporters wanted over alleged attacks on the army following his arrest last week. He said to us here on Al Jazeera that he's offered his house to be looked at by officials and journalists, and he says he has nothing to hide.
Well, if he has offered his house, let the investigating agencies go in. He never even allowed a service of warrant at his Lahore residence. And the last time when they came, there was violence and the city had to be closed for 3 days. He has attacked twice before the judicial complex Islamabad. He has ransacked the Lahore High Court on his bail hearings. He has attacked diplomatic enclave after the Supreme Court judgment on May the 25th. He has done violence and fueled it in 2014 on Constitution Avenue. His people raided the Radio Pakistan, the Pakistan Broadcasting Corporation, which is the equivalent to the British Broadcasting Corporation. So he has a checkered history of violence, civil liberty movements against the state, and then he has appeased Taliban. He's a Taliban appeaser. He has contacts with agencies, rogue elements who have fought and waged war against the state of Pakistan. But now what he has done, his own party people, people in PTI are now jumping the bandwagon, and he is now cornered. He is cornered because before he was, attacking the military establishment,
okay,
that why they are not coming
Mr.
to Qureshi,
I just I need to jump
now
in there. So we're going to run out of time.
Created a new narrative.
Mr. Qureshi, we're going to run out of time, so I do
he's
need to get
bail.
More.
He's
I do
not
need
to be arrested.
I do need to get more questions in. Many of Imran Khan's senior members of his party have been rearrested. Is that not a misuse of government power?
Yes, they have been arrested, Nick, because they were aiders, abettors, and conspiracy. So anyone who is part of the conspiracy, in every conspiracy, home and abroad, you have to haul up these people. There is evidence of their communication. There is evidence of their planning these things. And people who have been arrested, the poor PTI workers who were indoctrinated, who were incited and propelled and trained for this kind of violence in case Imran Khan is arrested, have come up themselves on social media and given their videos that all the top leaders will engage the fat fee, expensive lawyers, and the party will, be a spokesperson for them and raise voice against their arrest, while the hundreds of workers who have been hauled up or who were, you know, whose naiveness probably took them to believe that what Imran Khan is propagating and this narrative okay. against the army. I mean, what India and our enemies of Pakistan couldn't dare do, they have demolished army installations. They have desecrated the war memorials. And, you know, people are really angry across
right.
the country.
Understood.
Neutral people.
I understood
not
that.
Even
I, understand,
supporters,
I understand your point of view.
They're also very angry.
Now, the Pakistan Army intend to use the Army Act and the Official Secrets Act to try some of the protesters, that is, civilians being tried in military courts. It's been plenty of condemnation, as you will know, on that from human rights organisations. And the fact is, that is no way to proceed in a democracy, is it?
Well, that's a very good question, Nick. Well, the Parliament and the Cabinet and the National Security Committee has endorsed, but it has not said that all cases will be tried under the Army Act or the Official Secret Act, it says, and other laws under the law and the Constitution, which includes anti-terror laws. And I must point out that in 2016, we had incorporated an amendment, all the political parties after the Army Public School massacre of 100 plus children and against the Taliban actions. We had incorporated the military courts amendments, which had a sunset clause. So even the parliament and the government had at that stage also allowed for a 2-year period to try all these terrorists under the military courts. Okay. Obviously, that's not an ideal situation. And Pakistan People's Party has always had its reservations. We feel that people who have done this, they must be taken to task. There should be no leniency. There should be no pardon. And the state must use all its authority. Yes, but it should be through a fair, transparent trial as enshrined under Article 10A
right,
of the Constitution.
Right. Finally, let me ask you, sir.
There are
let me ask you finally.
People, ex-servicemen, they could be perhaps tried under the Official Secret
okay.
Act or any public office.
You've made your point. You've made your point. Let
servants,
me finally ask you, Mr. Yeah. Qureshi, let me finally ask you, what is the resolution to all of this? It's a question that I asked the former Prime Minister himself. Because as Imran Khan himself says, you cannot eliminate a party that is popular among 70% of the nation. Even if people leave or they are pressurized into leaving, the party will remain. How are you going to solve this?
Well, we don't need to solve that. And he himself is demolishing his own party. Where is Parvez Elahi, who is the president of PTI? Have you ever seen him making any statement? In fact, he was the first one to condemn. His own senior party leaders from the core committee have disagreed. Where's Asad Kaiser, the former Speaker of the National Assembly? Where are other senior people, the old guard of the PTI? They are not endorsing what Imran Khan is doing. And what he's doing, he is damaging his own voter base. It is not the government or anyone who is shying away. Pakistan People's Party has defeated twice Imran Khan in these by-elections held in the last 6 months, one in Multan, where Imran Khan's party was defeated, and one in Malir in Karachi. So we are not afraid of elections. They can be held tomorrow if the election commission so decides and if the courts decide. We don't shy away from elections. We want to actually fight him on the political arena. We
okay.
don't want to give him the escape route that, you know, he was not allowed to contest. He was put behind the bars. On the contrary, Nawaz Sharif, the former prime minister, was put behind the bars before the 2018 elections. Pakistan People's Party leadership was incarcerated and put behind the bars and hanged and was never given a fair playing field. Have Pakistan People's Party been eliminated? No.
Okay. We're going to leave it there. We're going to leave it there. Haider Zaman Qureshi. Haider Zaman Qureshi. We have to leave it there. We do have to leave it there. We do appreciate your time and your perspective. Thank you so much for joining us here on Al Jazeera. Haider Zaman Qureshi, member of the Central Executive of Pakistan People's Party. Thank you.